And especially live this half hour because we are joined in the studio by Glenn Jones, whose new solo album, Ready for the Good Times, is going to be out later on this month. Release party on Sunday, January 12th, a week from Sunday, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Blue Note Grill in Durham. Glenn, thank you so much for being with us today. And what are we going to hear first?
I'll do the first song from the CD, Ripples in the Pond.
Awesome. Take it away.
Oh, it's hard when men of evil hold this world in iron hands. The darkness seems to have dominion, holding sway throughout the land. But don't give in to the call of despair, or accept that this is just how it must be. The seeds of change, they lie just within, and they're waiting for us to set them free. So drop your love upon the water, watch your ripples spread in the pond. The ripples growing, always going through this world and those beyond. Comfort to the lonely old one, when you aid that homeless man, oh, take the time to teach a young one, help an immigrant to understand. Your ripples grow when they join all the rest in a loving and joyous tapestry. The wave moves on with an ever-growing crest, and that pond, it will grow into a sea. Oh, drop your love upon the water, watch your ripples spread in the pond. The ripples growing, always go away and those beyond. Yes, hate and pain seem like a raging tsunami, casting all the good and right aside. Oh, but when you're adrift and struggling just to breathe the air, you cannot feel the turning of the tide. Stop the love with all that money. They can't stop the wave with all their power. They can't stop the love with bombs and bullets. Ripples growing by the hour. Right. So drop your love upon the water. Watch your ripples spread in the pond. Oh, ripples growing, always going through this world and those beyond. Yeah, ripples growing, always going through this world and those beyond.
Awesome. This is Glenn Jones. You're listening to, again, the new album is Ready for the Good Times, out later on this month. A release party a week from Sunday at the Blue Note Grill. We're going to hear more from Glenn, and we'll chat with him about the album when we come back on Live and Local on the Aaron Keck Show right here on the Hill. 6:13 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you this hour on Live and Local. Coming up at 6:30, we're going to send the broadcast up to Charlottesville, Virginia. Matt Krause will take over with pregame coverage of UNC women's basketball. They're in Virginia taking on the Virginia Cavaliers. Tip-off time at 7 o'clock tonight, but pregame coverage beginning at 6:30. We're joined this half hour by Glenn Jones. You may know him. Wears many hats, among other things, the director of the Carrboro Music Festival. New solo album called Ready for the Good Times is out later on this month, and he's here in the studio today to play some songs and chat about it. Glenn, thank you so much for being with us. The first song was great.
Thanks for having me back, Aaron. Yeah, I was this time I get to talk about myself.
Yeah. So tell us about the album. How did it come together?
It's my third studio album. I had 2012 and The Drunkard Suite in 2016, and I'm proud of those. I'm proud of those records and those songs, and still do some of them. But I was still had one toe still in rock and roll world a little bit, and I've gone a lot more roots here in acoustic and trying to be and you know concentrating more on the song craft and the words and the story. So I went took this to Jerry Brown. You might have heard of him, Rubber Room Studio, and he's produced Mandolin Orange and Mipso and some Jonathan Bird and some other cool up and comers along the way. Steep Canyon Rangers early on, I think.
Nice.
And so I gave him the charge. Hey, you know, I'm a belter. I'm a rocker. I'm trying to get out of that world. Slow me down, make me rethink some of these songs. And he was perfect. He was a perfect producer. He challenged me, and we quickly developed a rapport, and he helped me get some incredible players in there. And I think the result is I'm just proud as I could be of it, and I hope people will give it a listen.
So these songs, and there's 11 of them on the album. Was it Ready for the Good Times?
I thought that was the album title there.
Did they start out as rock songs in your?
Most of them, a lot of them are actually newer that I wrote with this. Maybe not this particular album, how it turned out, but with knowing that this year I wanted to do kind of a reboot and make something that reflected my new sound. There's a couple older ones, and that one, the title track in particular, Ready for the Good Times, was a belter. And that one, he did really help me rework. I brought it in, and I'm ready for the good times, and he said... And the main thing about working with Jerry, he's just funny as hell, which I think is, in all relationships as I get older, funny is more important. Anyway, he said, well, that sounds like you're trying to play something with the Zac Brown Band. And I'm like, oh, God, stab it. So, yeah, we slowed it down half speed, made it country, and took it down a half octave, and now it's a cool track.
And the Zac Brown Band will want to play it with you.
Maybe.
So who's on the album? I know we were talking earlier. There's a lot of really good people
Robbie
came
Lang,
together.
Monster Up. Great player who's been around this area forever. John Boulding, an incredible dobro player. Andrew Marlin, you might have mentioned him in your intro. Mandolin Orange put some Mando and one track. I didn't know he was that great an acoustic guitar player. He put some on the track. I've Got a Voice. He put some guitar effects on too.
Nice.
Joseph Terrell and Libby Rodenbaugh of Mipso, both amazing. And Libby is just an out-of-this-world fiddle player. And on one, Ain't No Fool Like an Old Fool, I got Jeremy Danger Boomhauer of the Boom Unit Brass Band and Spectacles to put tuba on. I'm missing somebody major. Oh, and Wunderkind, young kid who's just like Stevie Wonder, but better at that age, Joseph McPhail. It's a killer. It's just a killer, backing band.
Awesome. So is it, we've got a copy of it here in the studio. Is it out yet? Is there?
It is. I do have a mountain in my home. And yes, it is available online at www.glennjonesacoustic.com, Glenn with two N's, Gillian, Jonesacoustic, and go to, and you can, it's got a link to the CD Baby.
Okay.
And you can preview it and download it.
So check it out.
That's
again.
It's on Spotify, but, you know, we don't believe in Spotify.
Right, right, yeah. And, you know, it's helpful sometimes,
know,
but if you can go to the website, it's all the better.
They can listen to it all on Spotify.
There you
and
go.
Then buy it.
Yeah. GlennJonesAcoustic.com, the website. Go there, find out more about Glenn and the album. And I mentioned the release party is going to be next week, Sunday, January 12th, Blue Note Grill in Durham, 5 to 7 p.m. Folks invited to check that out. But that's not the only show you got coming up, right?
Yeah. Let me see. Oh, we've only got 10 minutes. No, January. I was telling you during the commercial break, it's either feast or famine. And January is a wonderful feast. I have this amazing trio, the Good Loves, with local female vocal legends, Emma Davis and Nancy Middleton. We're at the Blue Note Grill tomorrow night after the Duke Street Dogs play, 8:30 till... January, if you have any Triad listeners online on this Sunday the 5th, 4 to 6 at Triad Stage, I'm honored to be part of a songwriters round with my buddy Jeff Wall, the Big Dumb Hick, and Rod Abernathy, who's just like a world class.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday the 7th, 8 to 10 p.m. solo at Nash Street Tavern. With duo Half Baked Betty on the 10th, Friday the 10th in Burlington. The CD release party, and then a biggie, and I'll leave it at that, except the biggie that I'm thrilled and honored is the 17th through 20th. I'm both solo artist and as part of the Peter Holzapfel combo, I get to play at the nationally renowned 30A Songwriters Festival in South Walton Beach, Florida, or
awesome.
St. James Beach, Florida. So, yeah, that's
awesome.
And it's incredible.
Do you have sleep built into that schedule?
Yeah.
Or is that just going to fit you?
No,
figure
well, I
that
told
out?
You also before we got on that we got an 8-week-old golden retriever puppy. So the answer is no. I will not sleep till sometime in February.
That works.
Or maybe we'll kennel her sometime just to have a day of sleep. Yes.
Yeah, I love it. Speaking with Glenn Jones again, GlennJonesAcoustic.com, the website, ready for the good times, the brand new album out now on the website. And there's that CD release party on Sunday, the 12th at the Blue Note Grill. And if people go to the website, can they get the rest of all of those shows as well as the
yes,
full schedule
can.
Up
yes.
there? All right. So head to the website. Site for that again, GlennJonesAcoustic.com. We got time for one more. What are we going to hear?
Oh, this is my new bride. 2019 was a great year. 2020 shaping up early to be even better. And my wonderful bride, Catherine, unfortunately, is like a world class baker. And she's always forever making pies and cookies and cakes, which is why I'm up 30 pounds since I met her. So this is just some songs you have to agonize over, some you just report. It's called My Baby Makes Pie.
Mm-hmm.
I took my baby to the movies on our first day. It went okay, I guess, and nothing too great. Then for the next time out, she put her moves on me. Gave me an invite to an afternoon tea. I opened the door, smelled a delectable smell. Saw a beautiful sight that I remember well, yeah. She gone all out for why a special day. Her kitchen table held a lovely array. There was an apple, cherry, and my oh my. She'd even made me an Amish shoe fly. But the fiesta resistance won my heart. A strawberry rhubarb, a perfectly tart. She baked pie. My baby makes pie. They're the best and has no lie. My baby makes pie.
Watch out, Jimi Hendrix. Bring it down, boys.
Now my baby, she got me all in a sway. It ain't no high heels, ain't no lingerie. and all the ways she keeps me to the peak of lust. Ain't the dirt as sweet, nothing's that she'll bake in the crust. She had me wrapped around her finger, hauling a pow, and she wears that little tiny apron with a dust and a plow. And makes pie, oh my baby, makes pie. It's good to make you cry. Oh my baby makes pie. Boy, she's a winner and no one is a match. Ain't nothing store-bought, everything is from scratch. But Lordy, Lordy, what'll become of me? Ain't nothing local, ain't no gluten-free. And if she keep making magic from her special oven, I'll soon be her 500-pound amount of love. She bakes pie. Oh, my baby makes pie. They're the best, and that's no lie. Yeah, my baby makes pie. Oh, my baby makes pie. Yeah, my baby makes pie. She's the best, and that's no lie. Oh, my baby makes pie.
That is Glenn Jones. Again, the album is Ready for the Good Times. A lot more on the album where that came from. Get more info and get the album online at glennjonesacoustic.com. Full schedule of upcoming shows there as well, including the CD release party next week, Sunday the 12th, at the Blue Note Grill, among many others. Glenn, thank you so much for being with us. That was awesome.
Appreciate it, Aaron.